quickly the days that our number pass by. So quickly the days of God's judgment draw nigh. So healed of danger we're living today. God's love and mercy we're throwing away. Men are so busy with worldly achievement. The mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. While he warned of the dangers that lie in their path, but they heed not his mercies and they kindle God's wrath. Pleasures of this world is their only care. For where you have pleasure, their hearts will be there. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? The cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. On those who so carelessly forgotten their God. We read of a place that's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. God's truth and God's work he had given. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. In heaven no drooping or pining, no wishing for elsewhere to be. God's light is forever there shining. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. are flowing, and all who will drink may be free. Rare jewels of splendor are glowing. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. The angels so sweetly are singing. I'm there by the beautiful sea. Sweet chords from the gold harps are ringing. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You'll find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You'll find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You'll find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. How can you refuse Him now? How can you refuse Him now? How can you turn away from His eye? With tears in His eyes on the cross there He died. How can you refuse Jesus now? How can you refuse Him now? How can you refuse Him now? How can you turn away from His side? With tears in His eyes on the cross there He died. How can you refuse Jesus now? How can you refuse Him now? How can you refuse Him now? How can you turn away from His side? With tears in His eyes on the cross where He died. How can you refuse Jesus now? What will you do with Jesus Christ now? as it please with you today. Will you let him change your life, or will you walk away? Will you let him change your life, or will you walk away? What will you do with Jesus Christ as he pleads with you today? Will you let him change your life, or will you walk away? Will you let him change your life, or will you walk away? What will you do with Jesus Christ as he pleads with you today? Will you let him change your life, or will you walk away? Will you let him change your life, or will you walk away?
To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, honor how long just to be like him.
A true life journey from earth to glory, I only ask just to be like him. To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, honored alone just to be like him. A true life journey from earth to glory, I only ask just to be like him. To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, honored alone just to be like him. All true life journey from earth to glory, I only ask just to be like him. That's all that matters at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Nobody thinks about the end of the day. Well, that's what King Solomon said at the end of the day after we were done with everything.
And that's what that fivefold ministry is supposed to do, to bring you to the perfect statue of Christ.
Yeah. But it does the opposite now.
Mm-hmm.
You see how far they can get you away.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we're about. We got nothing in this world. And it's pretty obvious that we didn't bring nothing in here. And we're not taking nothing out, so... The only thing we get out is to be like Jesus, eh?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're about. It's not very attractive in the hour we're living in with all the luxuries around us. And the Bible tells us that's the way it's going to be when the Son of Man cometh. You think you'll find faith on earth? You think people would be interested in things that has eternal value? Huh. Over in it says in the Bible that faith will be taken from the earth. We got a pretty hard sell.
Mm-hmm.
We need a lot of salesmen to sell our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's interested.
Mm-hmm.
Can't even get people on board that'll go and tell. Like it says, if you hear it, go and tell. Even though we told them what's going to happen, if they do, they'll shine like the stars forever and ever. They can only get themselves to a place where they can go and tell somebody. But they can't even do that. But that's our job. The Lord told us years ago to set up this website. He woke me up 5 o'clock in the morning, and that's my platform. That's our platform. That's how we reach the multitudes eventually. Right now, it looks pretty bleak because lean as he is, rich and in needs of nothing. Increased with goods, he got it all made. Everybody's got their own program. But we're just doing our thing. We're doing our job. We got a sign out in front here. God keep our land glorious and free. Well, free from what? you go down in Dearborn, Michigan, they'll call God or Allah their God. God can be anything. But to us, it's a true and a living God, the one we wake up in the morning and the one we give acknowledge, the one we worship in spirit and truth. That's our God. Heavenly Father, we just want to come into your presence, Lord, to just worship you in spirit and truth, magnify your great name, exalt you above all our gods, Lord. We just want to continue with the program, Lord. We just want to continue to lift you up above all other gods, Lord. And this day and hour that we're living in, where everything is so perverted, so polluted, and we just want to set our face as a flint towards those things that has eternal value, Lord. We just pray to continue to use us for your honor and for your glory. Do it as you see fit, because like we keep saying, there's nothing in the human being that can produce anything godly. Nothing there, nothing even a desire. You have to give it all. You have to even give us a desire to even want it, Lord. So we just praise you for it. We just thank you for it. We just pray you allow us to work for you, Lord. We just pray you give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Yeah, I'll just open your eyes and you're going to see exactly what we're saying. And it says, God keep our land glorious and free. And like I say, free from what? From the invading force. Here in the last 10 years or so, this town has completely changed. We were walking down the street 10 years ago, and you went in to do business with somebody. It was a white man that was there, or a decent-looking human being. But now you're doing the last 10 years, you go down the street, the first business you go into, it's all overtaken by immigrants. This illegal open border thing. They're like a bunch of rats, you know. Trump is putting the clamps on all that illegal immigration. And guess where these rats run to? They run right into Canada. Because Canada's borders are open for anybody. They think it's cool to just let anything and everybody in here, and they think it's the way to go. But it's all driven by Satan, because Canada is actually a communist country. They just don't sell out as such. But that thing, that liberal government, is first-class European product. Mm-hmm. European literature. That's what they've been doing ever since. Every time they're in there, they open the border, and then the conservatives come in and they try to shut their agenda, but their hands are tied because they never get nothing off the ground. And that's Canada. And that's what we're seeing out here. God keep our land glorious and free from all these invading forces. True North, you know. Mm-hmm. There's something about the True North that nobody can even tap into it yet. But, you know, you just look at your compass. Where does the compass go? It goes up to the True North. Mm-hmm. You know, no matter where, right? It goes to the North Pole. And something about the True North.
That's
Canada
right.
owns the True North.
Uh-huh. And when you will trace it all back to, like, when you will look at the nation Israel, what happened when the kingdom was divided after Solomon with Rehoboam and Jeroboam, and the kingdom was divided between Judah and Israel. And it was because they were straying away from God. Mm-hmm. And God allowed adversaries to come, and they always had to fight to keep their heads above the water, to keep their land. And eventually Assyria came and took Israel out, and eventually Babylon took Judah into captivity. And Israel is really not even back in their land yet, the nation of Israel, because all the borders have to be filled with the people of Israel. And there you can see the same thing that happened in North America. The fallout came with the churches, because they were not spiritually alert. Then it was overrun by all the immigrants that you see coming in. But what started it all is the deterioration in the church system. In the Laodicea church age, you saw what happened, became of it. It became rich in need of nothing. And it said, what do I need? I'm rich in need of nothing. But they didn't realize they're naked, blind, wretched. And that's what you see. Why North America is in the position that it is in now, and Canada, you don't know what's going to become of it. Like, you thought Trudeau was bad, and in comes Carney, and you can see that the Canadian people are very much almost second to the European people, where they're anti-God. The European people are very anti-God. It's communism, really, that has taken over Europe. And you can see it has infiltrated Canada as well. And the only hope that, you know, sometimes when I look back at that truckers' convoy, that there were still people around that would rise up and stand up against mandates and things like that. They still have some capacity in them to stand up against some moral code of right and wrong.
I was thinking about that, you know, that sign, God keep our land glorious and free, like I said earlier, when 10 years ago when you went through town, went to a business place, it was a white man there. Now it's all East Indian. And here about maybe a year or two ago, I drove through town and here are all these Sikhs. You know, these Sikhs, they're even worse than the Muslim. Here's all these Sikhs right down the town center. That's what they do. They go around, they form a circle, and down around in town center, town square, right down where the
city hall
is. Where the city hall is. There they were gathered one morning as I drove through town, and here they had their powwow, their seances, and all there, they do what they do. They climb the town, the portage, for their thing, for their agenda. And I saw that. I was driving through there. And then all of a sudden, what you saw businesses taken over and by these East Indians, by these Sikhs. And I told that one guy, he's got a guard back there, we were working for him one day. The Lord moved enough to go back and help him out, so we helped him out. And then after about 3-4 days, I saw what's going on here with these East Indians. There's a stream, like if you had a big telephone cable, and it goes from Portage, it goes right back to East Indies to their temples and to their stronghold. And I told that guy we were working for. I said, "Well, we're not going to be working for you anymore because I found out what you guys are all about. You come in here to this country, think you'll take it over the country, but see, I told him, we got a constitution and we got a national anthem. You're not gonna do it under our watch, and you best know that. You can tell your thugs. That's exactly what they're not gonna be able to put their footing down. You can come here and you can work if you want to and get the job done. But as far as owning the land, it's not gonna happen. Not on our watch." That's exactly what that sign is about. God keep our land glorious and free. Free from these invading forces. All kinds of a devil. It's walking through town. Especially here the last few days. Man, you see some people from Nigeria, from every country in the world, they seem to find a haven here in Portage. And all of a sudden, you know, God keep our land glorious and free from all these invading forces. Mm-hmm. And it's the only hope we have. Now, God moved enough to put it up there. And eventually, at the end of the day, it's going to work out.
Yeah.
Because there's somebody that has to shine a shining light.
That's
on all
right.
This corruption. All this. Uh-huh. If nobody says nothing, they'll just take over. But see, you and I, we're holding the fort. We're talking them. We're exposing these thugs, these unfruitful works of darkness. And it's not just these immigrants. It's not just these Sikhs and these Muslims and these people from Nigeria and all these cesspools around the world. They think, like they say, they're like a bunch of rats, you know, and Trump is clamping down. These rats, they can jump off the ship when they see the ship is sinking. They jump off the ship and they look for a different haven. That's what's happening here in Canada. They're jumping out of America and they got to get out of America because, like I said, Trump is clamping down on illegal immigration, all these dopes and everything. So what do they do? They jump ship and they come to Canada because it's a freebie here. And that's what you see when you walk through town, you drive through town, and you see them all of a sudden, they rear their head. People, like I say, people from Nigeria, from every country. But the worst is, the ones inside, like even in America, the most dangerous people are the ones in government. Mm-hmm. The ones inside, the Combs of this world, and the George Soros of this world. And here's the same thing, it's the people inside that's the danger, like that, enemy. Like under the Hutterite nation,
yeah,
like that Leonard. He's the most dangerous person that's out there, and people don't know it, because we had some people stuff in here some time ago, and they got this program on about alcoholic, you know, they apparently are pretty successful, they got some pretty good connection, they're doing some pretty good things, and they just told us that Leonard and that Arnold, they approve of it. And I thought to myself, I know one thing they wouldn't approve of, they wouldn't approve of our program. Because our program is of the Lord. See, that it's a good thing that they're trying to help these alcoholics, you know. It's,
mm-hmm.
But it's not something that'll benefit for them their eternal destiny.
Mm-hmm.
But if you would promote, if like I say, she said that Leonard and that Arnold, they approve of their program. But I thought to myself later on, there's one program they would not approve of, and this here program, because they're not of God, you know. That Leonard and that Arnold, they're absolutely not of God, and they're part of these invading forces. That anything of God, anything of Christianity, yeah, religion, yeah, sure. But I'm talking about intimacy with the Lord Jesus Christ. They will never approve that. And the proof is in the pudding, because they send the book and they send it back, because they don't want no part of it. It tells me, well, they don't want no part of it, so why bother sending him? Why bother even losing sleep over him? Because they're not programmed the way you and I are programmed. We're programmed for heaven, for things that has eternal destiny. And we put this thing out every day, and at the end of the day, what's going to happen? It's always at the end of the day that matters. At the end of the day, God's going to, when he's done with everything else, he's going to send a hunger and a thirst and the land for what? For the absolute truth, for the truth of the day. That's what the Bible says, and we just put it out there every day. When that time will come, we'll have at least have something to tap into. But that program that Leonard produces and that Leonard puts out there, no internet, no website or nothing, that's all of Satan, because
mm-hmm.
he doesn't want people to find out about his website. He doesn't want people to find out about things that has eternal value.
And that's how the devil does it. He likes to keep people in ignorance. And when they're ignorant, then the devil can do whatever they want. And the Hutterites are very ignorant people in the sense of spirituality. They're so brainwashed into this system of religion that you cannot come true to them. It's so hard. Like it would take a miracle to be able to open up their understanding and talk to them about the truth of God's word. They think they've got it, like with their Hutterite religion, they will not rear off it. And the minute you start saying that, you know, the reason there's so many alcohols and addictions in the colony, and there's going to come more, it's because there's a void. And when there's a void, something else has to fill that void. It's just how it is. It's not, it doesn't stay empty, that void. Something has to fill it. And when it's replaced with alcoholism or any addiction. But when you are in the faith, like in the real faith, faith in God and what God is doing for your day and hour, then that addiction does not have control over you.
Yeah, he talked to them about they got the wrong faith. Well, if you got the right faith, you're not going to have the problem with alcohol or any kind of these addictions or sex and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And just simply the way it works, it just tells mm-hmm. you. Just tell them it's like a thermometer. You got a thermometer outside, and 30 below, the mercury goes right down, and that's the same thing with this. If you got an alcohol problem, that tells me something is not right, and it's because they've kicked out God, they've kicked out Christianity. Yeah, they got religion, but religion doesn't do nothing for the inner man. Doesn't do nothing for the soul and the spirit. Just a pacifier. And you can see it all around.
Mm-hmm.
You can see how they got all these substitutes. And like I say, you try to bring our stuff into their door, you don't have a prayer. It'll just make sure you never get your footing there. Like you say, it's pretty hard to get it in. It'll take a miracle for them to open up their understanding and to even desire to have what we have here. We got a glorious thing going here because it's originated from heaven. All the things that you and I have ever been interested in is really is to sit down with somebody and have fellowship. Mm-hmm. That's what we put down here for at the end of the day. That's all that matters at the end of the day, that you know this Jesus, that you know this God, that you know this program, that you know what these represent, these seven angels, these seven stars that Jesus held in his right hand. They're still going on today. And he said, this is eternal life. Everybody wants eternal life, and the devil has a lot of substitutes for eternal life. But because he works through deception. And then he's got religion, and he's got that other right thing, and he's got that Amish thing, and he's got all these religions out there, supposedly hoping at the end of the day he'll have eternal life. But the only thing that, according to my Bible, and we've got the real Bible, we read it right out of the Bible, according to the Bible, this is what Jesus said, this is going to be eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. And the only program that you and I have is that program that Jesus started out when he said this is going to be eternal life. And he sent these seven angels to each church age. He sent a messenger, and we're right now, we're at the tail end of everything. We're in the church age of Laodicea. Laodicea spewed out, and now the only thing that's left is the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jack. And then he raised you and I up and found us faithful to hold on to the things that these two great men brought. And that's all our only job description that you and I have, is to hold on to the truth that we have been given in these closing days of time. And make sure that we expose these invading forces. It's not just these people from Nigeria. It's not just these East Indians. It's every aspect of society. It's that whole religious Gestapo out there, mm-hmm. with all these tentacles, the John Hagee, the Benny Hens, these preachers in the pulpit. They're all there because at the end of the day, Jesus said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Just that simple. And we're just trying to hold on the fort, trying to expose this thing, these invading forces. God keep our land from all these religious invading mm-hmm. forces and all these different immigrants coming in here with all their religious ideologies, these Sikhs, these Muslims, these all that filth that comes in from these uncivilized countries, and they think bringing them in here, they'll bring civilization back. No, civilization, it takes a lifetime to civilize people, you know, and they come in here from being completely uncivilized.
When you will go back to history, when Christopher Columbus, when this North America was founded, then and it was founded on Christian principles, and that's what was the glue that held this country together, is the its foundation on Christian principles, and you can see what held Israel together is God, the nation of Israel. And when they strayed away from God, it fell apart, mm-hmm. their kingdoms. So you can see when this country was founded, that the glue that held this country together, look how great a vast area North America is. You go to other countries in Europe, they're all divided up into little nations, the reason why North America has been so blessed is because of the foundation of Christian principles. That's why God can bless it. And when you will, the division of a nation comes in when you let in all these immigrants and they bring all their religious garbage with them. And it's garbage, their religious garbage, into this country. And pretty soon you have a divided country. Like, they want to introduce Sharia law down in the United States in some states where there is a great population of Muslims. See, that's what deteriorates a country, is bringing in these false religions. And then all of a sudden you have a country that's so divided and in such a disarray, you don't know how to put it back together again. So the only thing that I know in that will clean things up is George Washington's vision. Otherwise, I don't see anything. I know people are so against it, a war, But there's sometimes that war cannot be avoided, and it's something that it's all running towards because of such a great division in America. That division cannot overnight be solved. It can't.
The Bible says there's a time for peace, then there's a time for war. Right now, no matter how you want to explain it away, right now the whole world is in a war zone.
Mm-hmm.
They can talk peace and safety, everything they want, but when they say peace and safety, sudden destruction. Everything, all of a sudden, war breaks out everywhere. Mm-hmm. War will break out here in North America because it has to, because it has just hit the boiling point. The cup of iniquity is filled. It can't get any worse anymore, because God has to come in and clean out, because he'll never let the devil win the fight, because that's why we're in the fight, and that's why we're exposing it. Our job is to expose the unfruitful works of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
We got that mandate direct from heaven to expose the unfruitful works of darkness, to tell the people that they and I we're living in, and tell them about these invading forces that have invaded the country. That's why we say, God keep our land, God glory us and free. That's the only hope we have for the nation.
Mm-hmm.
If God doesn't watch the city, the watchers watching me. If God doesn't build a house, the builders build it, man. That's why we put the sign up, God keep our land, glorious and free. Here's the white house. Here's the lighthouse. It goes from here. It goes all over the world. And then we stop fighting for what we know is right and true and godly and Christian. Then the whole world will go right down into the abyss, because it's the only thing that we're doing. We've been given this mandate to hold on to the things that we've been taught, to hold on to these two great men that preached their heart out for 80 years. They preached their heart out to produce a truth in this end time. The church age of Laodicea is dead, it's spewed out, and all that nowadays they came along to dress up the people with. I advise of you to buy of me gold tried in the fire. That's the gold is the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. And if you listen to what they have to say, you're going to be dressed with a dress, and you'll be standing there dressed, not like Laodicea is. You'll be dressed with a revelation of what hour we're living in. That's all we're doing. We're dressing people with a revelation of what these two great men brought. We're telling people the day and hour we're living in. But they don't want, the religious person doesn't want to know the day and hour he's living in. He's like an ostrich. He pushes his head in the sand, thinks if he's going to ignore it, it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. That's how a lot of people are. They just want to ignore it. That's why people don't want to hear the truth. Is they think they'll just go away. But it does never just goes away. It has to be dealt with sooner or later. Like that one guy said, that they've been sweeping things under the rug, and that rug now all of a sudden is full, and then you can't walk on it anymore. So it has to be dealt with. That's a way the Hutterites are. That thing that they have, that religion, is going to have to be dealt with, because it is not of God. It's not built on the scripture. It's built on an ideology.
Yeah, we're just holding the fort. That's our job, and we gladly do it. As these people were saying, that Leonard and that Arnold, they allowed it. They're okay with it, you know. But I tell you what, I thought about that, and you tell them, I was going to tell them, you bring Christianity in there. That's one thing they'll never allow. They'll never accept what you and I have for them, but at the end of the day, they will. Because when that thing started out with that J.K., all these court cases, and I had kind of a vision or a dream, the Lord's going to allow it. There's going to be three splits. There's going to be that gift split, and then there's going to be that oil split, and then there's that third split coming. And this here, the third one will be those that have a grit and a desire for truth and for reality. And that's the only thing that's left. It's the invitation of my supper of the Lamb. And I'm confident in that. At the end of the day, the Lord runs the show. The devil doesn't run nothing. He's just allowed 6,000 years to do his dastardly thing. And in all of that, we are all being tested to see if we'll have faith and put our trust in God, that a great eternal spirit. And you and I have decided to put our trust in God. And he's leading us through the jungle that we're in. And that's the only thing we got to go for.
Mm-hmm.
God keep our land glorious and free. And we're exposing that letter. He's just as corrupt as these Muslims are over in and gays and all these places. That's what religious does. If it's up the devil, it all end up in the... He all goes out to hell and that. And he can't, a religious guy can't produce nothing godly. He's just a religious. At the end of the day, they become like these terrorists over in Israel now, over in Gaza. Yeah. That's what they've all been to.
Yeah.
Because if there's nothing there godly, you can't produce nothing godly.
Mm-hmm.
It says, plant a good tree and then you'll have good fruit. But that Hutterite tree is not a good tree. No matter how you dress it up, no matter how many good programs you get, at the end of the day, it's just a tree that mm-hmm. cannot bear good fruit.
That's
it's just
right.
that simple. See, you and I, we go right to the source of things. We want to know reality. We're living in reality. That's all we ever wanted to live.
Mm-hmm.
All we ever wanted to know is great God. And by God's mercy and grace, he allowed us to walk through all kinds of persecution, terminate and everything. And I'm not complaining because through it all things work together for good. Because those that are called according to his purposes. And we're called according to his purpose, not to our purpose. And through it all, we got to know this great God. We got to know his progress. We got to know the day and hour we're living in.
Mm-hmm.
He told us exactly when it was, that midnight cry. We can tell you right to the day when Jesus is coming down and takes the chain and ties up Satan and throws him into hell. We know right to the day. We can actually, this is the year. Or not,
mm-hmm.
in 2028, you're going to see it happening.
Mm-hmm.
But we can tell you right now what it is.
Mm-hmm.
As we got it right down to the day, we got the midnight cry, then we got the beginning of the 70th week of Daniel,
mm-hmm.
October the 15th, 2021, and you can do the rest. Everybody that has a great tree education can add, and he can subtract, and you just add 1,260 days on, then you hit the middle, then you hit 42 months, then you hit the end of it. That's when Satan is going to, his days are numbered.
That's right.
He's given so many days. He's given exactly 6,000 years. And like we got through the ministry of Brother Jackson, we know when these when that time expires. And he said, if the calendar is right. Well, you and I, we found out the calendar is out exactly 17 years. And then you can put it together. And then that's like, we know we're exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
If we weren't right, the Lord would check us on it. But he'd just give us the number, give us the
mm-hmm.
midnight cry, and from there we took it a little further and a little further, and now we come up with the Yom Kippur, and we come up with the seventh seal is open now, and the week of Daniel is on, and it's a glorious time. And then
yeah.
he says, when you see these things happen, rejoice, lift up your head and rejoice, for your redemption draw at night. Rejoice, O heaven, and you holy apostles.
Mm-hmm.
And because Babylon is coming down. That whole
that's
thing
right.
you see out there is just Babylon falling.
That's
all
right.
these religious systems, that before it can fall, we have to expose it. We've exposed it.
Mm-hmm.
We've exposed that Benhamite movement. We've exposed that Biskel system. We've exposed that Hutterite system. We're exposing all these phony religions out there.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually gods. Back in the Old Testament, they were called gods. And the Ten Commandments for this, you shall have no other gods before me. And it's like saying, you shall have no other false religions before me. Because now instead of calling them God, it's called in the New Testament, they're called religion. They're false religion. That Hutterite is a false religion.
Mm-hmm.
That Amish is a false religion. That Brenhamite thing is a false religion. The fact that God sent the prophet, but as soon as God takes him off the scene, there's devil. There's the devil with these Eddie Bishops and these and the Perry Greens and all these phonies, when they know all along there was only one person that God had honed out to be the successor to William Brenner was Raven M. Jackson. And they're doing work in overtime to prove to the people that that's not it.
That's
but you
right.
and I, we're holding on to the board. We're telling people exactly the truth. It was Raven M. Jackson that was the successor to Brother Branham, and that's why we're holding on to the fort, you know.
Yeah, and
God keep our land glorious and free.
Mm-hmm. And that's why it says God's going to famish all those gods. And we know what's going to happen to Russia, to Turkey, to all these Muslim countries. He's going to be sanctified in the eyes of the heathen God, and he's going to deal with Russia. And it's just waiting for that time, just like that King Assyria came to Israel when King Hezekiah was king. He was mocking God, and God dealt with him. He said he's going to put a hook in his jaw. And he went back home, and he was killed by his own sons. And that's the same way it says, God's going to put hooks in the leader of Gog. And the leader of Gog is Putin. Gog back in the day was Russia. Mm-hmm. And today it's just called Russia. Back in the day it was Gog, and Magog was the leader of Gog. And that's what's going to happen with Russia. And we know what's going to happen to the kings of the east. They're going to come up in the battle of Armageddon, and they're going to lose, and they're going to have to go back home. All of it is mapped out in the scripture. God is going to be the winner. Righteousness is going to win, and evil will have to just be done away with, just like those gods. They're going to be famished.
At the end of the day, just exactly what Enoch saw. He saw the Lord coming with ten thousands upon thousands of the saints to execute judgment and to bring in everlasting righteousness. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to happen to that European beast system when Jesus comes. They're trying to make war with him that sits on the white horse. And here Jesus, by the word of his mouth, would come out of his mouth, comes a sharp two-edged sword and smite the nation. We got nothing to worry about. It's all been taken care of. God already, way back in that great council that he had, he made a blueprint, and then when he was done with that blueprint, he lift up his arm, and he said he is going to see to it that everything is going to happen exactly the way he designed it, the way that blueprint goes. And you and I happen to tap in, and we can read that blueprint, and that's what we're doing here every day. Try and expose the wickedness, and try and expose what God's plan was. At the end of the day, that's all that matters. That's what Solomon said, at the end of the day. That's what we know. At the end of the day, the things that we say here, they're going to be readily accepted, because there will be nothing else left except corruption. And there's some certain people, they don't care for that corruption. And like it says, he sent the hunger and the thirst for the true and the living word of God. And this here is the only place where you'll find the true and living word of God, the unadulterated truth. The Laodicea, the church age of Laodicea. We're concerned about the church age of Laodicea. Mm-hmm. You want to know what's going on in Laodicea, you have to listen to what we have to say here. And Laodicea is exactly what the Bible says. It's spewed out because they became lukewarm, and to the point where God had to spew them out. And now Laodicea is laying in ruins. That's the religious system, and then all that matters now is what that prophet and that apostolic ministry said, and all that you and I are doing, we're holding the fort. God keep our land, glory us and free, not just from these immigrants, not just from these Nigerians, from these inside jobs, from this corruption on the inside, with corruption of the scriptures. Mm-hmm. And we're just doing our job, and after a while you get to enjoy it.
Heavenly Father, we just come before you, Lord, and we see the situation here in North America, and we just pray, Lord, that you'll keep our land glorious and free, free from all those invading forces and from religious destruction, Lord, that are only meant to put people in bondage, Lord, and instead of serving the true and living God. We just pray, Lord, that you will keep Canada safe and North America as a whole, Lord. We do not like the things that we see going on, Lord. It vexes our righteous soul. We don't like that carny in the government, but sometimes we just don't understand these things, what you're doing. But it grieves us, Lord, in our soul and spirit, Lord, to see things wax so bad that people forget you, Lord. And then there's people coming in this country, Lord, that do not even acknowledge you as God. So these are our concerns, Lord, and we bring them before your throne of grace, Lord. We pray for the nation of Israel and the peace of Jerusalem and the borders, Lord, that you promised to Abraham, Lord. Establish them, give them to their rightful heirs, Lord, to the children of Israel, Lord. We give you thanks for all things. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.